Ever ponder the mystery of creation and wonder, why did Hashem simply create the world in a split second? What is the need for the famous and drawn-out seven-day process? Isn't it just as easy for Hashem to create the world in 1 second as it is in 7 days? Why not merely snap his fingers and create the world? Perhaps a reason is to teach the world a fabulous lesson. And that is that in life, things take time. There's a process. The world is not instantaneous. Babies need to be nurtured to sit, to walk, to talk, to eat by themselves. A child needs time to learn to read, to ride a bike, to drive a car. On day one or two or three of creation, upon looking at the world and seeing only a jungle of water, light, and darkness, you would have been bewildered. You would have thought, this is a mess. What's the point of this? Hashem says, slow down. There's a process. And your job is merely to put in the day-to-day progressions, and eventually it will lead to a beautiful world. It's much like teaching a child to ride a bike. The first 3 days, he keeps falling off. This isn't failure. This is teaching his muscles the proper positions, and soon enough, he's riding down the street. Judaism puts great emphasis on the concept of a seder, a process, an order. When we go to shul, we daven from a sitter. In yeshiva, there's first seder and second seder and night seder. Every boy in school learns the Shisha Sidrei Mishnah. On Pesach, we have a Seder. The weekly Torah reading is called the Sedra. The wedding process is called the Seder Kiddushin. Our lives are one big Seder. It is one big process with a precise order to it. By creating the world in a seven-day process, Hashem is telling us all to trust the power of the process, to never discount the effort that's been invested for lack of perceivable success. Because success is a process, and our job is to ensure that the process keeps on moving.